Live, 800-259-5791. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-5791, and we're kicking off hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the listener map, map.freetalklive.com. Where you need to go. Hundreds of our listeners have already plotted themselves on our worldwide listener map. It's easy, and it's free, of course. You just punch in your location, your name. You can add a photo of yourself, a little phrase to go along with your entry, and you will be added to our listener map at map.freetalklive.com. The other neat part is you get to see who else in the area, if anybody else, is listening to the show. Maybe you'll run into an old college buddy or your old girlfriend or something like that.
Or meet new people.
Oh, exactly. Map.freetalklive.com. Also, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, I wanted to get to this last hour. We didn't quite have enough time for it. Manwich, what's that crazy state of Alabama up to now?
Well, it's a bit of a surprise, but the Democrats want a literacy, Bible literacy class in Alabama public schools.
What does that mean?
Here it is from the Times Montgomery Bureau. Democratic lawmakers are pressing for a uniform Bible literacy class in Alabama's public schools. At a news conference today, the legislators plan to announce that they will push the legislature early next year a bill that will allow local school boards to offer Bible literacy classes as elective high school courses. House Majority Leader, were expected to make the announcement. Alabama schools may teach a similar course now. Opponents say Democrats' bill sanction one religion. Republicans say Democrats are stealing their ideas.
Do you think that that's going to prevent the Republicans from getting behind this?
There's a lot of partisan politics.
Right.
It could very well.
Would be a little unusual, don't you think, though? I mean, if the Republicans came out and opposed some sort of Bible bill, they would be committing political suicide if they did something like that.
I would think that they would, you know, if they voted unanimously for it, they might be able to usurp the Democrats' thunder on this one.
Okay.
The course will center on the Bible and its influence, a book published by Bible Literacy Project, a Virginia group that promotes knowledge of the Bible. It's very needed, and there's a loss of Bible literacy, says Sheila Weber, spokesperson for this Bible Literacy Project. From our perspective, this is an educational gap in public education. Weber said students need to be familiar with the Bible to understand American and British literature and arts and music.
What?
Well, there's a lot of references.
Maybe.
Patience of Job, for instance.
Okay.
But the books will also be useful in a religious context, she said. We have written the textbook so it preserves the ability of churches and parents to teach their view of the Bible. The book, published in September, is not used in any school system now. Weber said the book was written so schools would not worry about the course being unconstitutional. The Bible Literacy Project offers online training for teachers of the course. It's a straightforward teaching of the Bible at a high school level, she said. Schools may teach the Bible in a historical context, courts have ruled, but may not teach it as faith. Randy Price, it just goes on
right
from here.
Of course, the answer, as always, is to turn education over to the free market. Look, if you want to give your kids a good biblical education, the way to do it is to go ahead and pull your kids out of the government schools and put them into a Christian school or a Catholic school or whatever kind of school you want to put them into.
The kids here are pawns in the who can be more family values game, you know? Whatever they had to do to be more family values, the Democrats would have done on this particular instance.
Sure.
So they're looking like, we're the party of family values now.
Yeah, they are, and they're also attacking video games as well. It's always the Democrats that are leading the attack on violent video games. Have you ever noticed that? Joe Lieberman, Hillary Clinton, those are two of the
Al Gore.
I don't know about Al Gore, but those are the two of the heavy hitters when it comes to attacking the video game industry. So, yeah, they're definitely working that angle. They're certainly trying to take votes from the Republicans who I think have traditionally been receiving votes for that sort of thing. And it's disturbing to me. As an atheist, you know, I don't want to push my atheist agenda on. I don't really even have an agenda as an atheist. I just want other people to leave me alone. I certainly would never want to push my beliefs on the Christians that might be around me. Go ahead, have your beliefs. I would never consider having, the American atheists write a textbook and then call up a bunch of politicians and try to get them to utilize that in the school system.
Atheism in America, a study.
Right. No.
Wrong belief.
No. Not at all. So just stop this insanity and demand that the government education system be dismantled and replaced with free market choices, where you can send your kids to whatever school that you feel is appropriate for them. 800-259-5791.
It's always the same answer, isn't it?
You know, it's a consistent answer, and it's one that makes sense. Because the answer about free market schools lets everyone have what they want. Isn't that the best choice? For everybody to be able to get the kind of education they want for their children?
Makes sense to me.
It really does.
Doesn't seem to make sense to everyone.
If you disagree, though, 800-259-5791, well, the people that it doesn't make sense to are the ones that insist on shoving their value sets down other people's throats. They're the ones that insist on proselytizing to people that don't want to hear it. Like the people that we were talking about last night with the FCC, the people running the Christian channels, TBN,
mm-hmm.
Trinity Broadcasting Network, they don't want to have their channel set apart to where everybody has to opt in to order it. They want their channel included with all of the packages. They'd love to have a law that mandated their channel be included on everybody's package that subscribes to cable or satellite, because they want to shove it in your face. And it makes me sick. 800-259-5791. In fact, in the Bible, I think, I don't know what chapter it is, but there's actually a phrase that says that if you're going to pray, pray in the closet.
It does say that.
Yeah. It means keep it to yourself and keep it out of other people's faces. If they want to join you, they'll come and ask you about your religion. Let's go to the email box from Tom. Let's hold off on time and let's talk to Walt in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Hello, Walt. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
After your last comment, I was going to say God bless you guys, but I don't know if that's quite appropriate.
I mean, believe in God, Walt.
I still believe that should be appropriate for everyone. But
you can bless me all you want, Walt. I'm not offended by that.
Okay,
that's
well,
fine.
That's
I'll
fine.
Take your blessings.
Well, you know, my attitude is I wanted to bring up this thing like you mentioned about the free state, and I really wish I'd had more time to get into it with you, because my concern is I don't know that we have, like you intend to be there 5 years. My concern is I don't even know if we've got a year. I don't know. I'm surprised that past 9/11 we've even made it this long.
Are you surprised we haven't had another terrorist attack? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, by George Bush and his buddies. Anyway, here the bottom line is, let me identify myself. I am not only a retired Marine Corps major, but I am so far to the right, I'm probably about 10,000 points off of the chart.
Okay.
Now, I believe we need to get government out of everything.
Good.
Cut,
I agree.
Cut the Social Security, cut the welfare, cut the food stamps, cut the school thing, cut the everything. Let's go back to the 10th Amendment where the states run the schools, and get the money out of the schools, because it's obvious that homeschooling is the best way to go.
No doubt about
and
it. I would say cut it farther, Walt.
School.
Cut it farther. Get the feds out, then get the state out, and then get the local government out, because government central control is what is killing the education system.
Get the city out, county out, state out, and everything.
That's right.
In other words, suppose you want to paint your house red, white, and blue. In other words, put a red roof on it and paint it blue with white shutters. You know, that ought to be your prerogative. But
that's
because
right.
You live in a certain neighborhood, you can't do that. And
you're heated up, Walt. I'm going to ask you to hang on, okay?
Right,
because I know you got more. Walt's hot. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. And I want to hear from somebody that supports the government education system, if you're out there. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with brain braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, "you are accepted" are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there. Actually, a brand new feature on the bulletin board system that you might want to check out is our local section. You can go into the local section, and then there's different subboards for each state in the United States. There's also, if you live outside of the United States, you can also post a topic if you'd like. But the purpose of this is to help us get more radio stations. We're already over 10 stations, which is great. After our first year of syndication, to have 10 stations, I think that's a real success story.
It's pretty good.
And but we need more. We want to have 100, and then 200, and then 500. And we want to get up there with the big boys. And we can do it all with your help, because when you make a phone call to a local radio station, it makes a big difference in the mind of that program director. So the point of our new forum is to help you do that, to give you a few tips, some tricks, allow you a place to share stories with other people that are in your local area. And that way you can all kind of get together and coordinate efforts to contact your local stations and ask for Free Talk Live. And you can go directly to our BBS, or you can just go directly to local.freetalklive.com. That's local.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're going to go back to the phones and back to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich, listening on KCXL. Hello, Walt.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen.
All right, Walt, you're hot tonight. You're ranting. You're angry. You want to get free. You're tired of all this government control.
Well, you know, I want to tell you, after serving 23 years for my country, this isn't the country I was serving. I thought I was serving a free country. I had many opportunities to meet my maker, and let me just say this. I don't consider myself a Christian because I know I fall way, 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 way short of the glory of God, but I believe every word in the Bible to be matter of fact. So, you know, and the fact that you're an atheist or whoever may be doesn't really matter.
Right.
You know, because I believe what I believe, and nobody's going to change that. But I know the one thing that I know is a matter of fact, because I also worked in military intelligence, and that is we have way too damn much government. We need to get government back to doing the three things they were supposed to do according to the Constitution. The only one thing they don't do it all that well, and that's deliver the mail. They don't provide for the security and welfare of our people, and that isn't sending out welfare checks. That's closing the borders.
Hold on, Walt. The last time you brought that up, we were short on time, and we didn't have time to really get into it. And I'd like to explore it with you for a moment, if you don't mind.
I don't have anything against immigration, but there's a legal way to do it.
Well, now, hold on a second, Walt. Legal schmeagle. I mean, legal is just laws. It's just words written on paper by people. And I don't think that any of those people that wrote those words have any more ability to decide how people should be able to live than you or I do. And so when it comes to freedom and when it comes to liberty, if we do get back to liberty in this country, or when we finally do get back to liberty, I think you and I, we definitely agree on a lot of things. We want to cut the government out of education. We want to cut the government out of welfare and all that stuff. So if we ended welfare, I think that that's really one of the issues with the people that are afraid of immigrants. They're afraid of illegal immigrants, okay? They're afraid that these illegal immigrants are going to come here and get their hands on all the free handouts from the government. But if we eliminate those handouts, Walt, then they're only going to be able to come here if they want to make a better life for themselves. Because if they can't get the government handouts, how are they going to hurt you?
I agree with that, but
okay. So then, you should know better, Walt, than to call for the government doing something. You know the government screws up everything it touches.
I mean, if you put
more government agents down on the border, that's just going to result.
I'm not talking about government. I'm talking about our guys in Iraq that are getting killed for nothing.
You and I definitely agree on that.
What does the National Guard stand for? The National Guard means national. National. That means the United States. They're not supposed to be in foreign countries.
I would agree with that.
That's where you put the National Guard.
I think the National Guard should just, like, not do anything unless maybe there's a hurricane to respond to or something like that, to where
also,
they can go.
Also, they tried to stamp out all of this militia stuff. Now, granted, mostly we've got all these CIA, FBI, and all these federal garbage guys infiltrating these militias and trying to get them to talk about blowing things up, and then you get some of these dummies that will talk about it or will follow through with it. And so, this is what concerns me about you guys' Free State Project. You know, you get somebody in there that talks about doing this and that, and, well, we need to overthrow the government. Yes, we have needed to overthrow the government for the last 200 years, but the problem is, the worst thing of it is, now they've got more guns than ever. By the way, another one of the things that the government is supposed to do, and that is coin the money, and they gave it to the Federal Reserve, and now all we got is IOUs.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
You know, I mean, they don't do any of the three things very well that they're supposed
to
do.
Right, so you can't...
Two of them they basically don't do.
Walt, I mean, you would have to agree that while the government does nothing well, I mean, everything it tries to do, it either creates the opposite of its intended results, or it just utterly fails and just wastes our money. So you can't ask the government, you can't look at the government and see it fail everywhere and then think, well, gosh, if they just did what I wanted them to do, then they'd do it right. It's the nature of central control, it's the nature of bureaucracy, it's the nature of, central control is communism.
There you go.
Okay.
okay.
I'm glad we don't have government health care, because everything the government gets involved in, they screw it up.
Walt, you're a former Marine. Wait a minute,
Walt. There's more poverty. We got a war on drugs. There's more drugs.
Well, you're preaching to the choir. You're a former Marine. You should know that there absolutely is government health care. Haven't you ever been to the VA?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah, the doctors can't even speak English. Do you think I'm going to the VA for free health care?
Heck no. I wouldn't either if I was in your place.
God, I want to see some guy that says, hey, Walt, how you doing today? How you feeling? How's everything going?
Walt, I'd like to make a point about the health care issue, because it's critical that we get back to freedom. Walt, hang on, man. You'll have your time, okay?
I'm sorry.
You've had plenty of time. In fact, with the health care issue... If we actually did have a free market in healthcare, which we don't, over 50%, Walt, of the money in healthcare is spent by the government. So when you say we don't have a government healthcare system, that's just wrong. We do have a government healthcare system. It is mostly administered, mostly run by the government. It's heavily regulated. If we were to get the government out of it and let third-party groups come in, third-party certification groups come in, you'd start seeing the price of healthcare drop instead of radically rising. I mean, look at computers, Walt. I don't know if you're much of a computer.
I know, I am.
It gets so... The computers, then you know that over time, computers are getting so much cheaper per dollar. It's amazing. They keep getting faster. They keep getting cheaper. It's because the computer industry is a free market for the most part. Healthcare could be the same way if we would just give them the chance. Thanks for the call, Walt. We appreciate it, man. 800-259. He could go on for the rest of the night.
He should have his own show.
He's passionate. I'm telling you, he's hot tonight. He's not normally on it like that, but he's passionate. We like passion on Free Talk Live.
Passion's good.
If you've got passion for whatever it is you believe in, 1-800-259-5791. And, you know, the cool thing is that Walt's a really Christian dude,
mm-hmm.
and I'm an atheist, but we could get along just fine. I mean, there's no conflict between the two of us, especially under liberty. Under liberty, there's no reason for him to dislike me, and there's no reason for me to dislike Walt.
Well... But if, in fact, the Democrats get their way in Alabama, and we do have the Bible literacy class, there might be reasons for atheists to be upset that their children are getting...
I'm upset about that.
Not necessarily selective class. Their children wouldn't be getting taught, but their children...
I'm upset that my tax dollars would be going for that sort of thing. And so all we have to do to help people get along better with one another, to end a lot of the strife and conflict in this country, is to get the government out of all of the different things that it's gotten its fingers into.
They're busy there.
Really, we'd all be able to get along a lot better with a really small government. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance at a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect the Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com. for a free shipping offer. That's SFRCORP.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals. And we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-5791 is the number. That's 800-259-5791. The Thursday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Still plenty of time for your call. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock at night. So join us for every single moment. And if you miss a moment, you can always go get the archives at freetalklive.com. We got the last 7 months, actually, of archives, or 7 months worth of archives. I don't think we've put up, we have not put up November yet. That'll be going up within the next few days. But there are 7 months worth of archives, and the last 6 days are always there, front page of the site, freetalklive.com, so go get them. In fact, if you appreciate the fact that we give you the archives for free, we'd like you to go vote for the show. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Man, what you told me, we were number two a few moments ago.
We were number two just a few moments ago.
We were moving up the charts. Only, I think we were less than 10 votes away from being number one in the world, the number one podcast in the world. You can go vote for us. Vote.freetalklive.com, and that would be much appreciated. All right. Coming up, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They are out of their minds.
How so?
Well, that's coming up. But right now, Tom from Great Britain emails in at FTL at freetalklive.com. He says, just listening to the Saturday show on the podcast, good to hear a fellow Brit railing against the searching on the Heathrow Express, because we had somebody email last week telling us that there are random searches going on. If you're on a train in London, the Heathrow Express, there's a chance that you will be randomly searched. Well, he says, first of all, there's no legal justification, as far as I can see, for being searched on a train. We've got a law called the Police and Criminal Evidence Act of 1984, which states that if you're being searched, you have to be A, suspected of an actual offense, and B, that search must take place in a public location. On the train is not, as far as I can see, a public place, since it's not within view of the street.
Doesn't seem like it to me.
I would object on that point. But there's another thing. The Heathrow Express is not the only way to get to Heathrow. You can also go by the Tube, London's metro system, or on the Piccadilly line. It's cheaper than taking the train, but takes a little longer. The guy who emailed you should consider taking the Tube instead. I use the Tube every day, and I know my rights. If you're in the UK, the police can only search you if you're in a public place, which means, according to him, within view of the street. On the train or in the station, do not count. And if they suspect you of an offense, well, cops can suspect, I mean, cops are always suspecting people of offenses. That's impossible to prove. You should always ask for their name, station, and badge number, and never give your consent to a search. And that's good advice no matter what country you live in. As long as your country purports itself to be fairly free, always ask for that cop's name, always get their badge number, and of course, you know, write down as much as you can after the fact as well. That's always a good idea. Once you get away from the scene, if there was a problem, if you were harassed or something like that, immediately go find some paper and a pen, or get your laptop open or whatever, and get all of your thoughts down out of your head, because they're fresh right then, and you don't want them to fade away. That's really important. He says, otherwise, always say, I do not consent to this search. Otherwise, they'll report that you consented to the search,
right,
which means that they can go all out. Insist that if they are to search you, that they do it outside. They're only allowed to take your jacket, coat, or other outerwear off. They aren't allowed to ask you to take your first layer off without arresting you. Of course, that doesn't really apply down here in Florida, but I suppose in a cold location, that's why they do that. If they're not searching you, you're free to leave at any time. Make sure that you do, from Tom in the UK. So there you go. Good advice, Tom, and I definitely agree with it, and we're huge fans of not consenting to searches on this show. I mean, even if you don't have anything to hide, not consenting to a search is the best thing that you can do for yourself, if only because you'll save time and you'll save harassment. You'll save the hassle of having to put everything back together, especially if you get pulled over by a cop and then they tear apart your vehicle.
I don't feel like they're doing much for my security in these searches, and the more searches they get, the more used to it they are. You know, if they've done 100 consensual searches, from there on out, they're thinking, oh, I can just search anybody I want.
Sure.
Whether they want to or not.
Yeah.
They just get in their mindset.
It's a big power trip for them. And if we stand up to it, if we say no to the searches, then they'll get it in their heads that, oh, that's right, I'm in a free country and these people have rights. But if everybody just bends over and lets the cops do whatever it is that they want to do, whether
pretty soon they'll have us saluting them every time we see them.
That would be a little twisted. But, yeah, who knows? How far away are we from that? We've almost reached the random roadblocks. In Boston, we had a call last hour that Massachusetts is considering putting up roadblocks or random vehicle checkpoints up at the border locations. I mean, not the international borders, the borders to New Hampshire. Crazy stuff. 800-259-5791. Mothers Against Drunk Driving. One of my listeners emailed this to me today. It is a huge presentation. It's the testimony of Wendy Hamilton, the national president of the Mothers Against Drunk Driving. She was speaking at the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, a couple months ago. And it's just huge. There's no way we could ever even read a few segments from this thing. But the point of what she's talking about here is she's addressing some of the bureaucrats, she's addressing the elected officials, the Senate, and she's basically saying that, she says that, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for blah, blah, blah. Today's hearing's truly historic. Never before has the federal government considered action to develop a comprehensive strategy to prevent underage drinking. That's what this is all about. There is coming down the pipes here some sort of federal legislation, some sort of federal program that's going to be dedicated to preventing underage drinking.
As though they could prevent anything. They haven't stopped the drug war.
No, this woman is out of her mind.
They're just going to put a bunch of college kids in prison.
You know, Ms. Hamilton, I don't know how you ended up becoming the national president of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I'm presuming that you had a child and she got in a car wreck, or he got in a car wreck by some drunk driver, and, you know, as a result, or they drank too much at a college binge drinking party, and something terrible probably happened to her kid as a result of alcohol. That's how a lot of people get involved in this group. And so now you're going to show the country what you believe in, and you believe that alcohol is evil, and it must be stopped, and the government is the group to do it. Turn to the government whenever you want something done, because boy, oh boy, they're just so effective at everything they do. Oh yeah, if anybody can stop underage drinking, it's going to be the federal government. Right, Manwich?
You know, I think that Mothers Against Drunk Driving is mad is a little mad, but
oh yeah, they're nuts.
I do have to ask the question: how are you going to stop drunk driving without having the police do it? Now, I don't think the feds should be necessarily involved. It seems to me that local sheriff's departments and highway patrols can handle this on their own. But how would we stop drunk driving your ideas without going turning the roads private? It seems to me like the only way you can is to have police out there stopping drunk drivers.
Yeah, if you're going to have government-run roads, then that's the most sensible way to do things. But I would say that you would have to pull somebody over only if they're being dangerous. You can't do some sort of random... I don't like DUI checkpoints. You wouldn't support that, would you, Manwich? I don't like any checkpoints.
I don't really like that.
All right, I want to explore this a little bit more, because why is she asking the federal government to get involved here? I mean, what more can you do? They're already checking identification. They're already running stings on stores that sell liquor. What more does she want? We'll investigate that coming up. 800-259-5791 if you've got thoughts on teen drinking. She thinks it's evil. I think it's going to happen forever. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is T-R-I-V-O-R-T-E-X.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You can visit our Shrine of Female Listeners. We have dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph. Not just any photo, one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. One that validates them. It proves that they listen to the show, which basically means they're holding up some signage that references Free Talk Live or one of the show personalities or something like that. And that way we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are who they say they are, and we can add them to our Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. All right, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, just a nutty, nutty group. They are emotionally based, not logically based, because if they had any logic to them, they'd realize that the government is not the way that you encourage people to stop drinking or to stop drinking irresponsibly. But this group has forever been lobbying the state for more of a crackdown on drinking in general, driving, drinking and driving, and now they're going after underage drinking big time. I'm getting some of this from this huge, huge testimony from Wendy Hamilton, the president of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I'm going to post a link to this on the bulletin board system because it's so long. I mean, it's so long, I don't even have time to begin reading half of it. So I've kind of just scanned through it, kind of looked at some of the bullet points here as to what this woman wants. This is a summary of what it was she was talking to some senators about, some representatives in Washington, D.C. She wants the federal government to She wants the federal government to get more involved in alcohol, in preventing kids from drinking alcohol while they're underage. And what she's looking at doing here, here's a highlight for you. Public and private funders should support community mobilization to reduce underage drinking. Federal funding for reducing and preventing underage drinking should be available under a national program dedicated to community-level approaches to reducing underage drinking. So, here she says she wants a community-level approach, but it should be funded by the federal government. Now, what's that mean, man? What does it mean when the feds fund something?
It means every single time that the feds put their little rules in place,
mm-hmm.
and then... Pretty soon, they're in charge of everything. I mean, the feds aren't in charge of your local school board, but they have all the rules passed down that your school board has to follow.
That's right.
And if they don't get their funding.
That's right.
And they follow all those rules because they want that funding.
Right. And so she's pointing out, she says that she wants to create a program where they actually have already created a program called Youth in Action, where apparently young people who have been brainwashed by Mothers Against Drunk Driving go out into the community, and they do different things. They do alcohol purchase surveys, where a young-looking 21-year-old attempts to purchase alcohol without an identification. No actual purchase is made. It's merely a survey to see if the clerk would have sold alcohol to a presumed minor without identification. They also do compliance checks. With the help of police, young people act as underage buyers. They're instructed to go through with the sale, whether the clerks ask for ID or not. The police may cite or arrest the store clerk. Shoulder tap surveys. With law enforcement present to ensure safety, a young person or group of young people approaches strangers outside of an alcohol retailer to see if these adults would willingly purchase alcohol for them because they're too young to legally buy. I've done that before. Not purchase for them, but I've, as a kid, mm-hmm. asked people to purchase
Same
for
here.
Me. It works great. Those that answer yes receive, instead of money, a card outlining the law and penalty for furnishing alcohol to a minor. Those that refuse to purchase alcohol are handed a card thanking them for serving their community by refusing to provide alcohol to a minor. And it goes on and on. She's got all these ideas that she wants to implement around the nation at a federal level. And, look, I'm not a fan of alcohol. In fact, I don't like it at all.
No, you don't.
I don't drink it. I had some when I was a kid. Underage. Yes, I was violating the law, too. And then I stopped. Because I just don't like it. I don't like what it does. I don't like where I ended up when I was really drunk. It wasn't cool. It's just not something that I appreciate. And I would have to recommend to kids, hey, don't get drunk. It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of your money.
And you get a headache.
Yeah, that's just my personal feelings. But I'm not a fool. I know what goes on out there. It's all over the place.
Sure it is.
Alcohol is it's the number one drug of choice for young people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is it the number one drug of choice for young people? Well, because it's ingrained into society. Because all of the other drugs are illegal for everybody. Lots of people do alcohol instead. And so when your parents drink alcohol and everybody else drinks alcohol as a kid, you want to drink alcohol too, and you don't understand why it is that you can't have it unless you're 21 years old, so you go ahead and you get it anyway. And you can get it in a variety of different ways, as we've explored here, and they won't stop. I mean, I don't care how much federal money you spend on it, NAD. It's not going to stop. I don't care how much community education, how many of your little mad youth you get involved in your little programs. It's not going to stop because kids are always going to want to get their hands on the things they're not supposed to get their hands on. I mean, haven't you ever read Genesis in the Bible? Not that I'm a biblical scholar or anything like that, but when Eve couldn't take the apple, what did she do? When she wasn't supposed to eat the apple, what'd she do?
She did it.
She ate the damn apple.
It wasn't an apple. It was a quince.
Whatever. She ate it. People do things you tell them not to do. So if you really want to help kids, Mad, if you really want to help kids stop drinking, just legalize alcohol. Just make it so everybody can do it at whatever age they want to. Because if you take all the mystique away from it, if you take away the forbidden fruit aspect from it,
people will be a lot more responsible with it.
There's no doubt about it.
There won't be a coming of age. There won't be any of that stuff. It'll just be, well, we always had
alcohol. You know, no
people,
big deal.
Go look at the other countries around the world that have lower ages for drinking. We're going to come back with more. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Just enough time to slip you in here. If you make the call now, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of fun stuff there. All of it is free, and it will continue to be free. The archives, the bulletin board system, live streaming, and more. If you want to voluntarily support the show, do it. $3 a month, amp.freetalklive.com. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $3 a month, and what do we do with the money, man? Which
we advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
You mean we don't buy strippers and cocaine with it?
That wouldn't really go over well with Mrs. the Woman Witch.
I've never done cocaine. I don't know anything about it. But, no, we buy promotion for the show. We expand the show. We get on more affiliates. We get more Internet listeners, and it's all because of you. You guys are making a huge difference, those over 120 of you that have become Free Talk Live amplifiers, for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Long term, we got a big, lofty goal for the project. Once we reach 100% of our goal, we will cut back 25% of our commercial time. We'll slice 4 minutes an hour of commercials out of the show and replace it with more show time. So to get more details, go to amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about these maniacs at the Mothers Against Drunk Driving organization calling for federal control and more federal regulations. In fact, one of the other things they're calling for here is an increase in alcohol excise taxes. According to the president of MAD, revenue generated from alcohol sales taxes should be going to prevent more underage drinking, and she says that if the price is higher, it will prevent kids from drinking alcohol. She says that she's just out of her mind. She says studies demonstrate
more pot.
Right. She says studies demonstrate that increased beer prices lead to reductions in the levels and frequency of drinking and heavy drinking among youth and lower blah, 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 blah. Well, gee, I wonder who funded those studies. You know? If you raise the price of alcohol, it just means it's going to be more of a gray market product. Just like with cigarettes. Just like with the cigarettes in New York City where they've raised the taxes to just nutty to like $10 a pack. Well, the mafia got involved, and they started bringing in 18-wheelers full of cigarettes.
From South Carolina, where it's nice and cheap.
Right, from other states. You know what? Why don't you just call for another prohibition? I mean, isn't that really what you want, lady? Isn't that really what you'd like to have happen? I mean, you don't really want anybody to drink anymore. Sure, you think that underage... Sure, you're kind of taking this tack that underage drinking is what you're fighting, but if you could have your druthers, you'd ban it all, wouldn't you? You know what? Maybe we should look into getting this maniac on our show. Because she's just out of her mind. She really thinks that she can stop underage drinking with some more federal laws. With some more federal rules and some more federal money. And I've got news for you. Go to MySpace. MySpace.com and look around there. There's like 30 million young people on there. It's a website, a networking website, where 95% of the participants are under the age of 35. And the amount of evidence there that the participants there are just drinking at age 16 and 15 and 14, it's all over the place. These kids, their parents could stumble across their profiles. They're not private. They'll post pictures of them drinking. They'll post pictures of them at parties. You think this is just going to go away because you really want it to? The only way that people are going to stop abusing alcohol is if you make it legal for everyone to do it. I can't stress that enough. And I hate alcohol. I hate it, but I want you to be free to use it if you want.
You know, they've shown that if you lower the drinking age, that fewer kids die from alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, well, she doesn't mention that in her little report. All right, we're going to try and get her on the show. I'm going to work on that. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a doctor?